Ashwarya and Alok Sharma and their two children emigrated to the United States from India 10 years ago. They are now U.S. citizens. Like most Americans, they are feeling the financial pinch from inflation. Consumer prices overall are rising at a 2.7% annual rate, while average hourly wages increased by just a fraction of 1%. Alok Sharma says something has to give.
It's hitting both ways because you don't get well-paying jobs, or you don't get raise, and then inflation hits you on the other side. So,
economists say energy and food costs are driving inflation, and Americans are looking for answers. The Sharmas live in a suburban neighborhood north of Washington, D.C. They work in the computer field and commute 65 kilometers round trip each day to work. Gasoline prices have risen 26 cents per liter during the past year. Alok Sharma says that is taking a big bite out of his family's budget.
Our gas bill has gone up by almost 40-50%.
The Sharmas are vegetarians. They eat a lot of fresh vegetables, and they drink a lot of milk, which Ashwarya Sharma says has doubled in price.
Like almost a year back, it was like $2 a gallon. Now it's $4 a gallon.
They estimate that their food costs have risen 25-30% during the past 6 months. Alok Sharma says that if prices continue to increase, his family will have to cut back and consider lifestyle changes.
Still, like, we are still in the habit of getting whatever we want, whatever children demand, etc. But, you know, gradually I think we have to make our choices only for cheaper items.
Some say the expanding middle classes in countries like China, Brazil, and India are consuming more resources and driving up prices worldwide. Other experts say drought in places like Russia, turmoil in the Middle East, and a global lack of refinery capacity have driven up food and oil prices. Economist Danny Leipziger of the George Washington University School of Business says these factors play a role.
I don't think that the middle class in China is going to, you know, create rampant global inflation. But you do have certain markets that are more susceptible, and you're seeing price increases in those markets. Will that lead to a global resurgence of inflation? Probably not.
Leipziger says oil prices will likely rise in the long term because it is a finite resource. For now, he says, families in the United States will have to deal with price increases. Because the U.S. economy is climbing out of a deep recession, Leipziger says interest rates, a common tool for controlling inflation, could make things worse.
The middle class has taken a big hit, and I think we wouldn't want to see policymakers now overreact to inflation at the cost of stalling the recovery in the U.S. That would be a bad policy.
Yes.
Alok Sharma says his family might need to dip into savings to make ends meet, take fewer trips to visit family in India, and look into organizing a carpool to commute to work. Hopefully, he says, in a few years, his family's wages will increase and offer some relief. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
I have to. I'm getting old.